here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 edition. Staying on through the break is gubernatorial candidate Carla Wagner running for governor in next year's Republican primary, next August 2026. Carla, before the break, I interrupted your thoughts when you were talking about the current Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, being a legislator and now running for governor. But you were talking about his energy policies and what needs to be done to break up this 90% monopoly between DTE and consumers, as well as other things. So I'll let you wrap up your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think, Randy, all I was saying was that it seems to be a really a big problem when you have someone that's in politics taking that kind of money from the very companies that we need to break that monopoly from. And then, you know, we also see him voting yes on property tax abatements for some of these companies like data centers and all that, you know, these New Green Deal stuff, you know, giving property tax abatements to that. So I don't know how that will work, having him as, you know, someone like that being a governor that's already in bed with those very companies that we need to break a monopoly. And, you know, he's out there now saying, hey, they're going to put solar on these farmland things. And it's like, Eric, you took money from consumers and DTE. They're pushing solar, right? And then now you're doing commercials because you've seen that you've seen alternative energy, solar and wind. The people don't want it. The people don't want it. So, again, you're catering to those people by telling them what they want to hear. But what are you going to actually do when you're governor?
Right. Absolutely.
That's my concern.
Well, one of the other candidates that's been on the debate stage with you is former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, again, another politician. And he ran for Attorney General and lost that race. That gave us basically Dana Nessel. And now he wants to run for governor. But one of the major problems I have with him as well as Eric is he, too, somewhat supports and in favor of, you know, solar panel farms and these stupid wind turbines. And, you know, it's like, who are they catering to just to get the money? Is that what their ideology, their strategy is for governor? Is that why they're trying to reach out to those groups?
I don't know, because I do research and people send me stuff, right? So we looked at Mr. Leonard, and it's, you know, he is a lobbyist, you know, in 2020. He has an active status from 2020 as being an active lobbyist. So that's a problem. And then he works for a firm, or he's a partner in a firm that does, you know, they represent solar and wind companies and that kind of stuff. And when you look at who his donors are, some of his donors are people that are in those types of energy fields. So I look at that again, and it's like the state of Michigan, I want to get us back to the budget of 2019. We need to cut out those solar and wind subsidies. But if you have somebody in as governor whose company or law firm helps those companies or represents those companies, to me, that's a huge conflict of interest. Again, we can't just take money from anybody and everybody without being compromised.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the other candidates that's on the debate stage, and he's been at these debates, you've had an opportunity to meet him, is former Attorney General Mike Cox, who's an attorney. He went into the private sector of running a law practice. He got a huge client that ended up suing, I believe it was the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and was awarded a huge settlement that he basically then, you know, got a third on a contingency fee basis agreement with his clients. Millions and millions of dollars, and now he's decided he wants to run for governor again. He tried in 2010 and lost to Rick Snyder, and he wants to do it again, but he's basically self-funding his campaign with a huge settlement as being an attorney. I have a problem just with that type of activity.
Well, you know, so Robert Anderson was the doctor. You know, we all know about Larry Nassar. You know, we heard about Larry Nassar. But actually, Robert Anderson was the person that worked at the university that molested a lot of kids. And that's the case that Mike Cox and his firm took on. You know, Robert Anderson was dead before that case ever came to fruition. You know, people started coming up. But you know what? I kind of feel like there were so many survivors. There were so many victims that survived that. And they were awarded a good portion of money. Of course, Mike's firm, you know, being an attorney, a law firm, they get a lot of money too. It's you know, we know that people benefit from other people's tragedies. I just think that's an issue. I feel like he's trying to buy the governor's seat, right? It's obviously he makes a lot of money being an attorney or being in a firm. So why would you take a down pay by being a governor? What, you know, what's in it for him? The other problem I have is that every time I talk to Mike, he wants to eliminate income tax, right? Which sounds good, but income tax, really the elimination of income tax is going to help very wealthy people like he now is and corporations. It does not help the little man. It does not help small businesses. It does not help anyone maintain ownership or private ownership of their homes, farms, or businesses. It's only going to help the very wealthy and the corporations. And that is, you know what, and he just goes back and he says, yeah, but look at Florida. DeSantis did it in Florida. Look at Tennessee. Yes, and I tell him, but Mike, Florida and Tennessee are now looking at having to get rid of property tax. Why? Because their property taxes have gone up so high, they're losing people out of the state, just like Michigan is. Income tax elimination is not the answer, but he doesn't want to hear that, and so he.
Well, where does Mike Cox stand on your proposal about eliminating property taxes?
No, he's a no. Think about it, Randy. If you we know that we can't eliminate both at the same time, right? So he's going to be helped a lot more if we eliminate income tax. Mike himself is going to be helped a lot more if he eliminates income tax, right? But again, that's very self-serving, because the people of the state of Michigan are losing their homes. We're losing our farms. We're losing businesses. We're losing jobs. We're losing revenue. The whole state is. So when you say, I only want to eliminate income tax because that's what's going to affect his pocket, that again is very self-serving. What about everybody else? What about everybody else in this state that you're supposed to represent? My goodness, if you want to be the governor of a state, you're there to serve and protect the people of the state of Michigan, not yourself.
Well, one of the things, and I got a text message from Tom over in Boyne City talking about the non-homestead taxes on vacation homes. Okay.
Yep.
That is also included in your proposal to eliminate property taxes. Verify with Tom, answer that for him, but not only the non-homestead taxes that we pay where we live, non-homestead for vacation summer homes, but also explain the taxes on businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So property, so people don't realize in Michigan, probably half of the corporations already don't pay property tax. So if you're a corporation that has to pay property tax and you're in competition with a company that does not have to pay, how is that fair? We have to level the playing field, right? If you own a vacation home, if you live in Chicago and you own property here in Michigan, why should you pay all of our property taxes? Do your kids go to school here? No. The only thing you should have to pay is police, fire, and county roads, because those are the services that you will use for your vacation home. Police, fire, and county roads, emergency services, right? Send them a bill. I tell people that all the time. It's not that I don't want to pay. It's that I don't want to pay at the risk of losing my house. Don't use my home or my business as collateral for the government's reckless spending. I will pay all day long for police, fire, county roads. Send me a bill. I will pay that. That's what out of state people should pay.
Now, businesses, Carla, for a point of clarification, don't they basically pay non-homestead tax rates?
Commercial, industrial, or non-homestead. So think about it, Randy. When somebody comes to eat at my restaurant, they're paying my property tax bill, right? But they're also paying the property tax bill of the person that made the bun that I'm going to serve you with your burger. They're also paying the property tax bill of the person that I bought the meat from that goes on your burger and the cheese and your ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, lettuce, pickles, whatever you want to say it, right? So yep. Property taxes are a domino effect. We need to get rid of them all across the whole state of Michigan. If you only remove them for homeowners, the small businesses, the farmers, and the other businesses will just go out of business that much faster. And if you only remove it for homeowners, you're not making rent more affordable because landlords have to pay non-homestead property tax. That's what makes rent so unaffordable. So instead of taking billions of taxpayer dollars to build affordable housing, which we don't need, we have more than enough housing, what we need to do is make all housing affordable by eliminating property tax. And that will make rent affordable. That will make everything affordable here in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, the other component to it that I have tried to point out to these guys, the ones that aren't supporting your ballot drive, is the fact that, okay, let me ask you this, because everybody is, you know, having these stories alleging that, you know, we're not going to make it, we're not going to have enough signatures to put it on the ballot. Well, guess what? She is running for governor, and she only has to collect 15,000. I mean, 15,000 compared to 600,000, it's a big difference. But number two, what are you willing to do as a governor candidate? Are you willing to give a pledge right now, like Carla? You're willing to eliminate property taxes? And all these guys, other than Ralph Rebant, who recently adopted supporting your program and getting involved in learning more about it, Mike Cox, you know what? Honestly, I don't even know if John James even knows about your petition drive.
I don't know either, to be honest with you. But you know what? President Trump is talking about it now, isn't he? Governor DeSantis is talking about it. Tennessee is talking about it. Ohio, we got Ohio started. The governor of Nebraska, there's so many states, Indiana and Illinois. There's so many states, Randy. Pennsylvania, Maine. There's a guy in Maine that's running for a Senate seat, I believe. He just jumped on board and said, we need to get, you know what? They had people, they had senior citizens where their income tax or their property taxes were going up from $2,000 to well over $6,000. Mm. And they're like, how can these people on fixed incomes? We're losing. Our senior citizens are going to be our largest number of homeless people soon, our senior citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that vein, Carla, there has been actually other states that have reached out to you about your efforts here in Michigan and wanting to learn more about it.
Yes, recently, Tennessee, so one of those states that has very little or low income, Tennessee, reached out to me. The Nashville Tea Party people in Tennessee reached out, and Georgia. But Tennessee said they're predicting it. In their state, Tennessee said their property taxes were probably going to see a 15 to 26% increase. Okay, who can afford that?
Yeah,
who can afford
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Right? We're going to wrap this up. Fireside Chats with Carla Wagner, governor candidate for the Republican primary next August 2026. Last segment of hour number two, short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of our discussion with Carla Wagner running for governor. Carla, one of the last people that has been on the candidate forum stage with you is Pastor Ralph Rebant. He ran for governor back in 2022. He's making another run for it. And recently, after a little bit of prodding from you and me, he's decided to support your effort to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. But you've got some concerns about that. I want you to share with the folks what your concerns are.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what concerns, because I think you and I have talked a lot, Randy. But you know what? My concern is when I've been researching this for almost six years. I've talked to a ton of economists. I've talked to people in Lansing. I've talked to anybody and everybody, plus all across the state of Michigan, and I've been listening to people. My concern is that property tax elimination was the culmination of all that research. It's what we can do to fix Michigan, right? Fast, because we're at the bottom of the pile of everything, and we need to do something fast and drastic to fix it. It has been my passion, right? It's not everyone else's passion. It's not Pastor Ralph's passion. He has other things that he's focused on more instead of property tax elimination. My concern is that anybody that takes it up other than myself is not going to know how to implement it properly and to make sure that everything is in line to get the best possible benefit out of eliminating property tax. If you don't know it and if you haven't researched it, how are you going to implement it properly? And that is my concern with Pastor
Well, on the point of, and I've said this on the radio, that if we collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot, it's going to pass. It's polling at like 80 to 85%. Democrats, independent, Republicans, Detroit, everybody wants to get rid of property taxes. It's going to force the budget, which currently is at $81.5 billion, be forced to be cut to about $63, $64 billion, about 20% reduction. And then in turn, Carla, that is basically going to give the governor, the House Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, come January of 2027, the ability to simply say, guys, we don't have the money.
Yeah.
This property tax elimination has reduced the amount of revenue coming into the state treasury in Lansing. Now we've got to make the budget work with that reduced revenue. More money has to go back to the local county governments in revenue sharing.
Yes.
We don't get to keep all this money in Lansing, and we got to figure it out. You got to know how to implement it.
Yes, and that's how we shrink. That's how we shrink Lansing, right? We talk about we want to shrink government. We want to shrink Lansing. We want to give back local control to our local governments, to our townships and our counties. So what we're doing is trying to take money away from Lansing and then tell them exactly how they have to reappropriate or reallocate what they have left to spend it more wisely. Stop spending our money foolishly, because you said 81. I think with the new budget that they passed, I think we're almost close to $90 billion all told in spending, but our revenue has actually dropped. Our revenue is dropping while our spending is increasing at the state level. So we need to go in there with an axe and literally cut their regulations, cut the amount that they can spend, cut their programs. We got to cut everything. And it's going to take someone not only with the brain capacity and the financial acuity to do it, which I have, but the heart to do it for the right reason, for the people of the state of Michigan to be able to live here affordably and to survive, to bring Michigan back to a top 10 state that it once was before. And more importantly, we're going to bring businesses back. But you know what? We need someone that's going to have the stomach to do the hard stuff, Randy, because it's going to be hard and there's going to be sacrifices that are going to be required. And Ralph, I love Ralph. Who doesn't love Ralph? He's a pastor and he wants to help people. But sometimes helping people, you got to do it the hard way.
Absolutely.
And you got to have the stomach to be able to do what needs to be done.
Carla, do you have a website? I got a question. A person wants to go to your website for governor and possibly look at some of your policies and issues. Do you have a website that people can go and look at?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, we're working on updating the website, but right now it's www.carla, K-A-R-L-A, the number 4, carla4mi.com. So there's some material on there, but I've been so busy with Ask My Tax, I've kind of been a little lax on my governor run.
Sure.
But now we've got a lot of plans going on for the governor run to upgrade my exposure and stuff like that. So we'll be putting a lot.
Excellent. Yep. Now on that point, you have to collect 15,000 minimum valid signatures for governor. Are you asking your volunteers who are out there collecting signatures for Ask My Tax ballot petition drive, are you asking the same volunteers to help you with governor?
I'm not pushing that on anybody. If they want to do it, I really appreciate their help, and I have a lot of people that have taken one or two sheets, that kind of thing. You know, So I'm looking for more people to help me with that. And then, of course, the very important thing is donations, right? We always need donations as well.
Yes. Well, you got to get on the ballot first.
Yes, I do. And that's why I've hesitated. I haven't really pushed for donations, because if I can't put in the hard work to get myself on the ballot, then why would I expect anybody to donate to me?
Absolutely.
I'm running on fiscal responsibility, Randy. I'm running on fiscal responsibility. I can squeeze $1.10 out of a dollar. Believe me, I'm a Hollander. I can do it.
If not more.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, one of the things I